Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Michael Rutledge, MICHAELRUTLEDGE. The patient date of birth is 1/10/97, date of accident 4/10/2022, and date of service is 11/17/2023. The patient is here with a history of pain in the neck and the lower back, which is around 6 to 7, and shooting pain to the left arm and left leg is reported anteriorly and posteriorly in a glove-like fashion. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 7, with the ability to lift the arm up to 100 degrees in abduction. He is here for an injection treatment for lumbar epidural at this time, and he is undergoing physical therapy, medications, and he reports 90% improvement on this medication. The pain level is from 6 to 7, with ADLs being affected are 7. And his ADLs are not gravely affected in any category beyond 5. In the system review, patient has stiffness of the lower back, neck, and the shoulder on the right side, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the right shoulder. Rest of the system review is unremarkable. Additional history, none. Current pain medication is hydrocodone 10 milligram. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 153 over 76, pulses 68, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 11/9/2023, dictation number 1109-020. Diagnosis, the same plan is to continue his pain medication, which is Norco 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 30 days. 60 tablets are provided. In addition, patient is provided with Celebrex 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Tylenol, and also is provided with Lyrica and Furoscix for headaches. Lumbar epidural steroid injection is also ordered. It is done according to the protocol. The procedure is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The medical indications are based on ongoing pain for last year and a half. His accident was on 4/10/2022. He's exhausted all the physical therapy and conservative treatment. He never had any injection of lumbar epidural. In the previous one injection helped him quite a bit, so he's here for the follow-up injection. His MRI shows a herniated disc broad-based at L4, L5, encroaching on anterior epidural space, and is supposedly the cause of his pain in the lower back. His shoulder also shows a partial tear, distal rotator cuff tendon near its attachment, with grade 2 slaps here on the glenoid labrum. Thank you. Patient left the office in a stable condition. Please type the LESI from the records.